focus of this article is to discuss how a large venue like this gives an opportunity to local musicians to be presented to a larger crowd that they might not see at Al's or Cosmic Charlie's or something like that. And the opportunity that offers you all as a kind of rising local band like you guys are.
Sure. Cool.
Well, we've played Manchester Music Hall a few times now. To yep. one large crowd and one small crowd, I think.
Yep.
One very small crowd. But it's always been a fun venue. Folks here are great. The staff is always super courteous, great sound. It's going to be a fun night to play with the Steel Drivers and Eric.
Cool. Does it give you opportunities, do you think, to mm-hmm. get your music out there in different ways?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that come here that are fans of Steel Drivers. I've been here. Grammy-winning musicians, so people that are fans of theirs that don't necessarily follow local music or our music. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be some people who've never heard of us or here tonight.
Cool. Yeah, so. Okay. You guys are very much doing the festival circuit, and I know you have some shows coming up, like in Telluride in the summer. Tell me what's coming up for you guys.
Yeah. We'll be back at Rocky Grass in July, the last week of July. We had the opportunity to go out there and hang out last summer. And
that's when you all
lucked
won,
out,
right?
Won the comp band contest, which was a really great honor and something we've all dreamt of doing, especially CJ. CJ Kane, our guitarist, has been going there since he was a kid and doing the camp. They have a camp the week before the festival for anybody to come study with the artists and musicians who are performing that weekend. So the biggest names in acoustic music are teaching.
Oh, wow.
So CJ's had the opportunity to be there. And so for him, it was even...
Yeah, he grew up going there. So
it's yeah.
quite amazing to be a part of that and just to be out in Colorado. And
what kind of doors did that open once you guys won that?
Many.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I personally didn't realize what a connection that was. I've heard about Rocky Grass for a long time, but it's evidently a very prestigious thing. So
yeah, it seems like there's kind of two regions of bluegrass. You got the Appalachian, and then you've got the Rockies.
Yeah.
So do you find, were there a lot of other Appalachian bands out there in Telluride?
There
you
were
think?
A few. Yeah, there were a couple of bands that came from Nashville even to compete in the contest.
Okay.
People from
California.
There's been
North Carolina.
European groups that have competed in the past. So it's a very diverse selection of, the California group was almost an old-time string band.
Oh, wow.
So these ladies who have a band out there, and they were finalists.
They were really cool.
They were intense.
Honeysuckle Possum.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of them.
You get a great name.
Excellent. Okay, so what's coming up in the immediate future after tonight for you all?
We've got, just pulled up the calendar, we've got... Let's see, we're going to California.
The International Bluegrass Music Museum, we're opening their series. They have a spring concert series, so we're going to open that up in just a few weeks.
Very nice.
We'll do that, and then Indianapolis and Louisville do a little run. What's the next run? Georgia?
Atlanta and Asheville after that. Then we do Southern California for 3 or 4 days. Knoxville, Southgate House, and Cincy. Coming back late March to Lexington and Louisville area. A couple private events through May, and then we've got festival season. We're doing the John Hartford Festival, Memorial Festival in Bean Blossom, Indiana. We're really excited about that one. We're doing the Romp Festival in Owensboro, Kentucky. Rudy Fest again. We did that last year. And had a blast, although we almost died from a tornado. And then, Rocky Grass and Sam.
Telluride.
Yeah, that'll be the competition.
Right.
We're doing a competition there.
We'll do that again.
Wow. Y'all are busy.
Yeah.
That was excellent. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Well,
you guys are definitely riding a wave.
That's fun.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Awesome.